You're listening to Susie Radio with myself, Christine, and today I'm joined by three of the members of Madfish. So, good afternoon, Greg. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
So am I. It's a lovely day today, isn't it? But we've got to shut ourselves away in the studio because we get a bit of train noise or plane noise as well.
Plane noise, and also we've got a cat outside as well.
Yeah, the cat. We're staying away from animals, apart from the fish,
of course. Well, from the fish, and we've had the drummers here, so I guess we've got some representative from the animal kingdom.
He's just glaring at you there. Okay.
You did tell him to shut up. It's quite good, isn't it? This is peaceful. I've never known it like this.
Yeah. Rich is coming in with a cup of tea. Fantastic.
Life as it happens.
Yeah, it's all happening.
There you go.
So here we are at Panther Studios,
sharing
a nice
roll,
convivial cup of tea on a Sunday afternoon. It's not very rock and roll at the moment, is it?
Not at all. I'll just tell you a little story. It's got nothing to do with the album at all. Because I hadn't caught up with Colin for about 25 peaceful years. And I found him on a website before he found me. And
oh,
the first
really?
Picture I had of him was him having a cup of tea. And I thought, where have all those rock and roll days gone? Where are the days when we used to... Etc. I don't know what you can say on the radio, so I won't go any further than that. But it's a very nice cup of tea.
It is, yeah. No, it's good the way. Obviously, you are the two original members from the head, from the 70s.
Well, in actual fact, I'm the only original member. Colin joined and
was part of the head, but not originally. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we found him in the Melody Maker. Or was it the Melody Maker or the Enemy?
No, I found them in Melody Maker.
Oh, is that right?
They were advertising for a good drummer, so I turned up.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we never got the good drummer, but he got the job.
And now you're from Redhill, so how long have you been in Redhill? Because you're still here, aren't you?
All my life.
All your life, so there's a very good local connection there. And now, Greg, now I know you're in Australia. You're originally from Ashted?
Originally from Ashted, yeah. And then went to school in Leatherhead at Firthfield, and now living in Sydney.
Hence, you know, nothing happens at all in Leatherhead much.
Absolutely. Well, no, I had to go. But I actually came back and found out there was still nothing to do. But the people on Wikipedia now get upset with me because every time I put the head single on there, nothing to do in a town like Leatherhead, they delete it. So
do they really? You can still get it on YouTube, though. You can still look at it.
You still do it there. Well, I'm determined to make sure it stays on Wikipedia as well. But I think what you find is a lot of people in Leatherhead don't come from Leatherhead. So they take exception to us having a go at them. And I mean, that was back in 1979. Unbelievable.
Don't you think they should be able to see it's just a bit of a joke?
Well, I think they should see the fun side of it.
I think they should. Especially if they've seen the YouTube clips. Clearly just a laugh, isn't it?
It is now when you think about it. Actually, we were quite serious at the time, but it was always a bit tongue-in-cheek. But because we were raised in Leatherhead, well, there was nothing actually to do. And that was the whole idea. We did actually just go to the leisure centre. And then when we got a bit older, then we were allowed up to London and see some bands and stuff. So it was actually a bit heartfelt. But tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, no, I think the whole band just was fun. Madfish now just has got that kind of fun feel to it, even with the names you're giving, the tunes and the albums and stuff like that. As the head, you gigged a lot locally. You never really got up to London that much. With Madfish, are you going to now try and gig locally and maybe get a bit more into the London scene, do you reckon?
Yeah, we will do. I mean, we played around in London, but we were really naive back in the head days. And when we had our big break in London, we actually didn't see it, so we just ended up coming back to Leatherhead and playing around there. So yeah, we'll learn from that. I mean, we've been offered London gigs and stuff. We've got a catch 22 really. It's the logistics of it all. I come over two or three times a year, which is fine, but we also need to get the album out there and heard. So we'd like to play London, but we also want to stay local as well.
Yeah, now it's good to stay local, but London's such a mecca, and I know a lot of the local bands around here, London is their thing that they try and get to, because it's just how you get a bit more known. But yeah, no, we're local radio at Susie, so local is good, but I was just wondering if this time the ambition might be to get a bit more into London.
Our ambition is to get the music played, and if I guess if we have to play London to get the music played, that's what we'll do. So it's just to get the music out there. That's really our priority. Well, we've been spending a lot of time over the last 3 years putting it all together. So we're quite excited, really.
Right, okay. But the days of vinyl have gone, though. And I gather your single, the Leatherhead one, is now worth about £60. But some of them went missing, didn't they?
Well, now, that's interesting, because you've been looking at the internet about... that was probably an article written about 2008. I think they're now selling for around about 150.
Are they really?
Well, the interesting part about it is... I mean, it's coming from a very small base, because it nearly went extinct. But what they're saying now is that... it sounds awful, that young people, inverted commas, not like us, but It used to be us old people, or people, you know, in the 40s, 50s that buy vinyl. Now it's actually younger people are buying vinyl again. But what they're doing is they're downloading your MP3s and iTunes and all that sort of stuff for their iPads and iPhones, etc. But if you really want to impress the chick and take her home at night, then you put on the vinyl. But they're only buying the vinyl for the albums that they really like. And that was... It was an article that was actually out in Australia quite recently about how it was doing, and then I did a bit more research and found out, yeah, this actually does make a bit of sense.
Yeah, I know the Star in Dorking has a vinyl night, and I think that's very popular. People bring down their vinyl, and maybe I should go to that and rediscover the joys of vinyl.
Well, you should do. I mean, if we can sell some records, or people can download our album, and then we'll sell some CDs. We're going to do the CDs, but we really want to get it out on vinyl, so that's really our aim, is to get the chocolate ice cream out on that. When we design the album covers, we actually base it on what it would look like when it's vinyl. So, you know, I don't think a lot of bands pay a lot of attention to album covers anymore, but we still like the big artwork and do something a bit different.
Yeah, it's just a bit more creative, isn't it? So the EP is out at the moment, Introducing Mad Fish.
You can actually get it on iTunes now. It's Mad Fish, one word, unless you want to listen to some rapper from Ghana or Guyana or a Latvian band, I think, as well.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's out on iTunes now. Then the physical CD release is going to be available as from the 24th of March, and that's going to be distributed through Detour Records, so you can get that by, if you Google Detour Records UK, you'll find our EP for sale there. It's also going to be available through Amazon UK as well, probably be a couple of weeks after that, but certainly from the 24th it's going to be available there.
Okay, and in terms of gigs, I know you played the Prince Albert, I think that was last year in Brighton. That's a good venue. With the Mokara, who were actually there at the Undercover Festival in
Mokara. Mokara.
Mokara.
That sounds like a
cocktail.
Shall we have Mokara? A Mokara. But yeah.
Can I have whiskey in there?
Coffee.
And a straw. Yes, sounds a bit like coffee.
Good band, by the way. Look
they are.
No, I
was going to say, I saw them live last year in Bisley at the Undercover Festival. It's quite punk. Have you heard of that?
Haven't heard of the venue.
It's a new one. It's just a new one started from last year in the absence of Guildfest. Yeah. But anyway, that's another story.
But yeah, I'm not going to not just plug us, but Mokara, because they've been really good to us. We played with them last year.
No, to be honest, when I saw them live, I thought they were very good indeed. Have you got gigs lined up for this year or not as yet?
August is when we're looking at. I'm back over in August, and we're just waiting to confirm them, but we'll be playing somewhere.
Okay.
Somewhere soon. And there'll be a local gig.
Yes.
You heard it here first. I've now committed the band, because they're all going...
There will be.
Oh, they're all scratching their heads now. So...
that'll be good, because, obviously let me know, and I'll promote that. Yeah, so thanks very much for having a chat. I'll let you get on with producing your album here.
No, that's great. Well, thanks for taking the time. It's really nice.
Nice to meet you. And it's a great sound. I really like it.
Thank you. All
Thanks.
Right.